please find a comfortable place to sit where you can have a good support for your back to keep your body at ease for this whole meditation. You can adjust your clothes and have a pillow under your head and a blanket covering you so you will feel comfortable and warm during the whole meditation without feeling distracted. Close your eyes and allow your palms to fall open if that feels comfortable to you, giving yourself the space to be open and receptive. Take a deep breath and just feel the cool, light air enter. And when you exhale, just allow any worries or tensions to flow out. On your next inhale, make it a deep belly breath, allowing your belly to become round and soft and open, fully allowing the air to fill up any tight spaces. And you can say to yourself, I will remain awake and aware during this meditation. And just say that to yourself a few times with a feeling of conviction. All that is required in this meditation is to follow my voice with attention and feeling. And before we begin, I would like to invite you to think of something that you would like to experience in this meditation or in your life, something that is important to you and attainable. So just let yourself get in touch with that. What is it that you really long for? What is the experience you would like to walk away with after this meditation? So just let yourself feel what experience you really long for. And it is okay to want that. It can be anything. Maybe it is more peace, more love, or clarity. Whatever it is for you, just repeat that inside of yourself a few times in a present tense statement that would be starting with I am, or with I feel. And you say it in a way as if it is already so. It can be I am clear, I am at peace. And just repeat that inside and then imagine what it feels like if it is already so. If you can't fully feel it, then just imagine what it will feel like. How do you imagine it would feel when you say, I am at peace? Just do your best. We will now begin by going through the body, so just follow my voice in your own experience inside of your body. We start with the right hand, the thumb, the second finger, the third finger, the fourth finger, the fifth finger, the palm of the right hand, the back of the hand, the wrist, the lower arm, the right elbow, the upper arm, the shoulder, the right armpit, the right waist, the hip, the thigh, the kneecap, the calf muscle, the ankle, the heel, the sole of the right foot, the top of the foot, the big toe, the second toe, the third toe, the fourth toe, the fifth toe. Now become aware of the left hand, the thumb, the second finger, the third finger, the fourth finger, the fifth finger, the palm of the left hand, the back of the hand, the wrist, the lower arm, the left elbow, the upper arm, the shoulder, the left armpit, the waist, the left hip, the thigh, the kneecap, the calf muscle, the ankle, the heel, the sole of the left foot, the top of the foot, the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Now go to the back and become aware of the right shoulder blade, the left shoulder blade, the right buttock, the left buttock, the spine, the top of the head. The forehead. The right eyebrow. The left eyebrow. The space between the eyebrows. The right eye. The left eye. The right ear. The left ear. The right cheek. The left cheek. The nose. The tip of the nose. The upper lip. The lower lip. The tongue. The jaws. The chin. The throat. The right side of the chest. The left side of the chest. The middle of the chest. The upper belly. The navel. The lower belly. Abdomen, the whole of the right leg, the whole of the left leg, and both legs together, the whole right arm. The whole left arm, and both arms together, the whole of the back, the buttocks, the shoulder blades, the spine. Abdomen, the chest, the whole back and front together, and the whole of the head, the whole body together. Feel the whole body together. The whole body together. Feel your whole body lying on the floor or sitting in a chair effortlessly. Feel how the floor or the chair is holding you without you needing to put any effort into it. just allow yourself to be held. And if you feel you are making any effort anywhere in your body yourself, just do your best and allow that body part to surrender to the chair or the floor or both. Just let yourself feel this effortlessness by consciously letting yourself be held. Just take a few deep breaths here and feel the effortlessness of it. And then while you are just feeling the effortless of the sitting or the lying and the breathing, just being right here where you are, remind yourself of the intention that you set at the beginning of the meditation. And just repeat that sentence, starting with I am or I feel. Just repeat that a few times and let yourself feel what it feels like when that is already so, this moment. Now let's set an intention to deeply listen to your heart. This will help you to be open and available to your heart during this meditation. See if you can actually feel that intention through your felt sense in your body as a yes. I want to stay open and I want to deeply listen to my heart. See what that feels like. What does it feel like to be open and to really listen to your beautiful heart and to what you long for? Maybe it's a little unfamiliar, and that's okay. Just for now, get familiar with the sensation of this intention. Make it your friend, and let it know that you're willing to listen to it, no matter how vague, no matter how powerful. Now go inside and let yourself really rest inside your body. Feel your breathing. Feel the presence. And feel your intention to be open and to be willing to listen. You may repeat inside, I'm open to hearing what is important to me. And even though I may or may not be clear yet, I'm open. I'm just open to what may come. Let yourself remember something that is really important to you. Something your heart has known since you were little, and that somehow has never had the chance to develop. It may be something you have done or expressed or secretly longed for and never felt safe enough or okay to be going public with it. It can be something very, very simple. Something very, very innocent. Imagine your heart like a womb where something can develop and grow from and eventually be born into this world. What form or what shape or what image wants to be born out of the womb of your heart, out of the womb of stillness, where everything arises from. What longing wants to take shape? When the pregnancy of longing comes to full term, what will be born into manifestation? It may just be a tiny seed at this point, where the shape is not obvious yet. Just like when you see the beginning stages of an embryo. However tiny and insignificant it may seem at this point, or however clear it may be, just feel it and allow it to grow, to take shape. It all starts out small. It needs time to grow. It needs our loving attention to grow. If you cut off the longing, this little seed will never get to be born. So let's make sure that your heart's desire is given the life that it deserves. If the mind comes up with a lot of reasons why it can't or cannot happen, for now, let's just put all those aside. Put aside all those reasons. Just notice them. They're just thoughts telling you why you shouldn't or couldn't. Just notice them, and instead of believing them, or following them, or engaging, instead just listen as your unexpressed heart starts opening up. You may notice a feeling, experience, a longing or sensation in the area of your chest, or maybe around your chest. This area knows. It knows what you came here to experience. It knows what you came here to express. It simply knows. It knows it deeply, without wavering. This is not just an elusive hope that is not based in reality. The longing here in your heart, in your chest, is your deepest, most trustworthy compass, your GPS. It always points to your true north, and it is always correct. In order to engage with this area, your heart, I want to invite you to think about these questions. If you lived in a world that is perfect, what would it look like? What would your perfect world look like? What makes you really happy? What is really important to you? Just explore. Is it to love yourself more or love others? Is it to live in integrity? Is it to trust yourself? Be healthy. To give and share of yourself. Is it to live with ease and with grace? What have you always known? What have you always known about yourself? What is most important to you in your life? If you think about coming to the end of your life and you look back, what do you really want to have as something important to look back on? Deepest values, your deepest beliefs. What inspires you? Or who inspires you most deeply? Who really touches your heart? Really listen to your heart's voice and let yourself be informed by the language of your heart through the feelings, the longing, the memories, the vision, and the yearning. That's how your heart speaks to you. It's a different sense. It's right here in the middle of you, right in your chest area. And it speaks through you, through the feelings and the longings and the vision. and it's waiting right here for you to connect with it. It is okay now to start listening to your heart. It is safe now to trust yourself again. I know it may not have been back then, but it is safe now for you too. Don't worry about finding the right words or the right vision. Just listen to your feelings and to what feels good and right and expansive inside. What resonates? Just be with that. Let it unfold in your own presence and in your own allowing. Really feel what it is that is important to you and to your life, and maybe for the whole world. How does it make you feel? What wants to unfold? Feel it deeply inside your being. And take all the time you need to feel it. Small or significant it may seem, or however big and maybe even scary, just allow it without your mind's interpretation of it. You will be able to just allow it to come to the surface. Maybe for the first time ever, or maybe more now than ever before. If you're having a hard time getting in touch with it, you can also ask the Divine to show you what it is in your heart, waiting to be experienced, waiting to be expressed through you, as you. What little seedling is waiting to be fertilized with your loving attention? emotions or memories come up during this process, please let them. Just experience them to the best of your ability. Often layers of covering around our hearts need to be cleansed through tears. It may have been scary in the past to fully admit to yourself that this is what you really want. This will make you really happy. Also be sad to see how this beautiful vision and this beautiful desire in your heart has been ignored and squashed for so long. And it's still here. It wasn't squashed, it was just ignored. And now, because you're giving it your attention, it can start unfolding and showing up, talking to you, letting you know what's important. So please allow any and all feelings to come up. This is how you make room for your heart to unfold. So just allow it. Afraid, what would you want to do? What would you want to do differently? Do what you love to do. What would that be? What would you do? Sometimes it takes a little time to get back in touch again with what you really want after years of suppressing and ignoring it. If this is true for you, and you may just know that you want things differently without quite knowing what you really want yet, then just allow that. That is a perfect first step. Knowing what you don't want is just as important as knowing what you do want. So don't squash that and think there needs to be something different. This is a perfect beginning. You keep just feeling and knowing what you don't want, you slowly start getting curious about what you do want, and little by little you will be allowing your heart to show you. Eventually you will know and feel what you really want, what really matters to you. Permission to be exactly where you are right now. It's exactly where you need to be. It's perfect. Without this step, without this place you are right now, without embracing this, you will not be able to take your next step. So just allow it. Feel it and make that the springboard for your next step. As you move through the layers of your longing, what really matters, you will realize that the longing that you are feeling is really for yourself. Maybe certain experiences give you certain feelings, but the longing is for the feeling of yourself, your own qualities, your real qualities of love, of peace, connection, ease, being, presence, joy and expansion. Sharing with others. Harmony. So many things that are the qualities of who we are. Your own nature. The natural wisdom residing in your own heart. And you can trust this, even though you may not quite know what it is yet. All you need is to stay open, and it will show you. You may already be experiencing these qualities in your life, and you may not have given them the value that they deserve. Sometimes we think that it needs to be something different, more complicated, bigger, fancier. But when it comes down to it, our deepest longings are very simple. It's important to let yourself access your heart and its longing as often as you're moved to keep reconnecting with yourself, listening to deeper and deeper layers. This will get you familiar with your own qualities and how they are lovingly and patiently waiting for you to give birth to them, to give birth to yourself. What are you experiencing in the womb of your heart, in the stillness of your heart? When you listen deeply, What is the shape that wants to take birth? Are you willing to give it the loving attention that it needs so you can give birth to it? So you can give birth to yourself, your values, your longings. Keep coming back to your heart regularly. Curiously, and listen to what is growing inside of you as you allow it to come into full fruition. What is it that will make you deeply happy and fulfilled? What is it that you deeply long for? Truly matters to you. That if you live without it, somehow something is missing. What quality, what experience It's like making space for this new being, your desire, the being called you, making space for you to grow, evolve, and take birth as yourself. You really feel this connection to your heart, however small or however big, even if it's just a faint whisper. That's it. Listen to that and allow that little, still, faint voice in the background. It could be just a sense or almost like a smell, just like something that you just like, there's something here. I can't put my finger on it. But there's something here. I can sense it. I can almost Just sense that. Allow it. And by you giving it your loving attention, you're actually opening up the door for it to come forward and start taking birth. So don't squash that faint feeling if that's all you feel. And on the other hand, if you have a strong big vision that is looking at, staring at you right now, that might be a little overwhelming. Do your best to just allow that too. No reason to think about how or what, but just allowing it. The vision and the longing in our heart knows exactly the means of taking birth. All you need to do is open up to it and allow it. It will let you know what your next step is. So now let's take another deep breath in and just start preparing your body to transition back into ordinary consciousness. Take your time. Take your time. Take some nice deep breaths. And make sure that you stay connected to the longing in your heart. Bring that back with you. As a feeling, as a memory, as a sensation. And keep it alive by going there frequently, connecting with it, listening to it, allowing it. And on your next inhale, you can slowly start moving your body a little bit. If you want to start wiggling your toes, moving your fingers, stretching your arms and your shoulders. Just feeling how good it feels to be connected with yourself. Knowing that you can come back here any time of the day, forever on. And when you feel ready, you can slowly start opening up your eyes. Let yourself transition back into your life while you keep your heart open to its wisdom and its natural expression.